as she walked, it struck her how odd it was that Jenkins hadn't returned. Well, she knew nothing about his working methods. Maybe he considered it good practice to leave a brand new colleague completely alone for half the day. She should count her blessings. It wasn't as if she was desperate to have Jenkins sitting cheek by jowl with her anyway. She caught sight of a sudden flash of fuchsia pink jumper to the side of her, behind the sixth form centre. It had to be Janice. Maybe she had decided not to have lunch with her after all. Beth felt a stab of disappointment. She had enjoyed the solitude of her morning's work, but she could certainly do with a bit of socialising in her break. She wondered whether to follow the pink, but then reasoned Janice couldn't be the only person wearing that colour today. It was a big school, as the secretary herself had pointed out. She turned the corner, only to run slap into a huge bear of a man coming the other way. They whirled round as he fought to get his balance, ridiculously grabbing her shoulders briefly as though to steady his 6-foot-plus bulk on her tiny 5-foot-not-much frame. "Oh, I'm sorry," she said, the automatic English response to someone else tripping over her and then using her as a Zimmer frame.
"Do excuse me," said the man, releasing her and managing to get himself upright.
Oh, God, it was only Dr. Graver, the headmaster.
"Ah, it's our new archivist, isn't it, Miss Haldane? May I call you Beth?"
Dr. Graver, like all teachers, seemed to have an amazing knack for remembering names. They had only met for 5 minutes as part of her courtesy tour of the school on her interview day. Though, of course, she had already known all about him. Every Dulwich mother did, especially those dying to get their children into Wyatt's. While no one could pretend that Wyatt's had ever been failing, it was true that the school's star had burned still brighter since Thomas Grover, with his double first in English from Cambridge, had breezed in. Depending on which school's guide you were reading, and in Dulwich they were pored over much more than any Booker Prize winner, Wyatt's was now either in the top 25 or top 50 of schools in the UK. "Dr. Grover, good to see you. Yes, well, I'm the assistant archivist," Beth started, then flushed as she realised it was hardly politic of her to correct the headmaster on their second meeting, and particularly not when he'd accidentally promoted her. With that, Grover was off, striding purposefully. He seemed to be heading towards the spot where Beth had caught that tiny glimpse of pink a few minutes before. She hurriedly glanced around. There was a narrow passageway here, between the sixth form centre and the science block. Yes, that must be a shortcut. She'd just snip along it. Blast! She realised it came out almost back where she had started at the big rubbish containers which flanked the perimeter fence leading back to the archives outbuilding. Then, as she turned, something caught her eye. Something she could just see jutting out from one of the wheeled bins. Something which really shouldn't have been there. It was a foot. Or, to be more precise, a leg ending in a sock, an inch or two of exposed, very white flesh, and a sturdy black shoe poking out from under the bins. Not quite believing what she saw, she walked forward a little to get a better view. Was someone under the bins? Was it some kind of prank? Maybe the children playing a strange trick? But there were no children anywhere near this area. She could still hear the muted break time sounds, but a long way off. She craned forward more, then stopped abruptly. It couldn't be. But it was. What she could see was a body, crumpled between two of the dumpsters. She couldn't see the face. It was in shadow, and there seemed to be a cloth over it. But she could see the jacket. It was tweed, and a horrible and horribly familiar mustard colour. Except where it was stained and stiff, with dark red blood. There was more blood, the colour of a fine wine, pooled lavishly around the body too. It was Alan Jenkins, her boss.